Yeah, primetime moving season is here. It's summertime, and you might be moving locally. You might be moving out of state. You might have people moving in state. You know, you hear us all the time about people who have bad experiences with moving companies. So let's maybe talk to somebody who knows a whole lot about it, about how we can avoid some of the pitfalls and make sure we have a good experience. Scott Michael joins us, president and CEO of the American Moving and Storage Association. So how often do you hear complaints, Scott, about movers, rogue movers, if you will?
Well, the number of complaints has been dropping the last few years, but there's still a fair number of concerns that we have in terms of stories of people that don't really get the best experience in their move.
Okay. What are some of the biggest complaints you hear?
Well, there's a lot of people that may not get the experience that they're looking for, that they get an initial quote of how much the move will cost, and then they find out later that the movers changed the price to something higher. Or they show up with a moving van that is not sort of marked or just sort of doesn't look as professional as it could be. And then there's concerns about just the quality of service. If the items get banged up and maybe things go missing or astray in the move.
Okay, those are some fairly typical things. I think the biggest one I hear about is the one where it turned out to be a lot more expensive than the quote was to begin with. How do you avoid that? You want to get it all in writing, I'm guessing, right?
Definitely get things in writing. That's an important step to take. And the licensed, legitimate professional movers out there are required by law to honor their quotes. So that type of experience tends to happen more from the rogue operators that we see that are preying on consumers. So if you can make sure you're dealing with a legitimate professional mover, you're much better off. They're going to follow the law and follow the rules and not change the pricing on you.
In that case, Scott Michael, give us some top tips, if you would, on how to spot a rogue mover. Now, you mentioned, you know, the unmarked truck kind of a thing is a possible warning sign. What are some of the others?
And that certainly is, but sometimes that comes a little too late in the process for you to really do anything about it if they're just showing up at your door. When you're looking in advance, you certainly want to find out if they have a license. If you look at their website and there's not really an address listed or any way to identify where they are, that's certainly a bad sign that this may not be a legitimate company. You really want to deal with someone that's located near your community so that you can check them out and have a sense of how they operate and what kind of experience they have. But having a license number is required. They do need to show that. And some of these rogue operators are not willing to come to your home and give you an in-home estimate. They may just want to do everything over the Internet and not be willing to give you in-person confirmation that they're actually a legitimate company.
Okay. Now, a lot of times they'll ask for some money up front. How much money should you give any moving company up front?
Well, sometimes the movers do ask for a deposit up front. You really want to make sure that's a limited, just sort of a nominal amount of money. If it's more than a couple hundred dollars, then you need to start asking questions about why they need so much money up front. Most legitimate movers will take cash on delivery or credit cards, other means of payment, and don't require full payment up front or a huge chunk of the payment up front.
Okay, Scott Michael, and I'm guessing, too, even if you hire a legitimate mover, there are things you could do to make the experience a little bit better, and I would think one of them would be don't give them your truly precious valuables to move. Take care of those yourself.
That's great advice, Jimmy. You do want to make sure that anything that has truly irreplaceable value, your wedding album or your passport, any kinds of critical papers, you want to take that with you. And if you have small jewelry items and anything like that's easy to transport yourself, it's really better to keep those on your person if at all possible.
Okay. Good advice, Scott. Appreciate you giving it to us. That's the president.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.